Visiting today with AFR's Vet President, Scott Blueball, you just came from a very, very important meeting where they were kind of talking about getting some more resilient meat and poultry things going in the supply chain. So tell us a little bit about, just kind of describe what you did today.
Well, had a meeting with the President of the United States, Joe Biden, today, Secretary Tom Vilsack, and the U.S. Attorney General, Merrick Garland. And so quite a day, and other farmers and ranchers throughout the country as well. And we had a press conference, and then we had a private meeting with the President on this really the market issue in the cattle business, and the lack of market and the dysfunctioning markets and the antitrust issues, the whole works, the breakdown of the supply chain. But, we heard some interesting things, things I was a little shocked, to be honest, about. But I'm grateful to hear. So $1 billion, the President announced that additional money would be coming for small and regional processing plants, projects throughout the United States. And that was with a B, $1 billion. So that's good news for farmers and ranchers that are really interested in marketing directly to consumers and restaurants and trying to cut out the big four processors. The other thing that I was encouraged about was the U.S. Attorney General, and he seemed to be very serious about the enforcement of the antitrust laws here that we have on the books and the anti-competitive behavior. Really focusing on this, not since the turn of the century under the Roosevelt administration, have we had this type of commitment to enforce our antitrust laws on the books and anti-competitive behavior. So I'm super excited that this issue has finally reached the highest levels in government and are willing to address it and try to make some meaningful changes. The House and the Senate have legislation dealing with this as well that is going through. So we have all three branches of government working on this problem right now, and both parties. This is certainly a bipartisan effort. This is not a partisan issue at all. To have people that are willing to step up and take on some giants is remarkable, and I applaud them.
Well, it sounds like they're kind of finally getting a grasp of what we've been saying for a while and actually moving to get something done. Is that kind of what you felt?
Yeah, we've been saying this for quite a while, ever since the pandemic started, it just drew attention to how dysfunctional the market is. When consumers are paying higher and higher prices in the grocery store for instance, beef, and then at the same time, the ranchers receiving less and a smaller share of that retail food dollar. The ranchers are receiving, and really that's been going on for 40 years. So this cuts across all party lines. It cuts across all administrations. But that's the trend that we've been up against. And it's just so refreshing to finally get folks at the top of the administration to recognize that this problem is not only a farmer and rancher problem, and it is a rural community economic issue, but it is also very much a consumer issue as well. So I'm just excited that we finally got folks listening, I think, at all levels of government in D.C.
Absolutely. Great news. Well, I know Secretary Vilsack and Attorney General Garland were going to try to announce kind of some next steps. So what were their suggestions for next steps?
Well, they had a series of announcements today. And Casey, I haven't had time to dig down and read all of the papers yet. But basically, the Justice Department wants to set up a whistleblower hotline, a way that farmers and ranchers can report both antitrust law violations and uncompetitive violations that the farmer and rancher perceives it to be anyway. And then the Justice Department and USDA can investigate. They also made a commitment to that, and I would say the industry's been asking for this for a long time, that the Justice Department and USDA work together much more closely on these issues, because you've got one set of experts over at USDA that really understand the business and how it works and probably how it should work. And then you have the attorneys and justice over there that understands the laws and enforcement of those laws. So by working together, that commitment to work together, I think is really a big step in stopping some of the really bad behavior that's gone on in the industry.
Right, because there's been folks that have really been frustrated with the Department of Justice for a while for dragging their feet on a lot of these issues.
Yeah, and I would say that they have the best attorneys, I guess, in the country on antitrust and these laws, but they don't know agriculture, and they don't understand how our systems work and our markets work. That's where USDA comes in. And because they do understand it, they understand what's happening and they understand what should be happening. And so, like I say, we've been asking for this joint effort for a long time. And today that announcement was made that we will have it.
Well, I love that we're getting some forward momentum here, and we appreciate you representing us in Oklahoma.
Oh, glad to do so and represent the entire country's farmers and ranchers, independent farmers and ranchers throughout the United States. I'm super happy to do that, and thank you for your time as well, Casey.
Thanks, Scott.